is yours.
We gonna get there. We gonna get there, because you can't just go out and say, my name is Jimmy, I'll take all you give me. That's not the idea. The violent take it how? By force. The force that you use is faith. God has to transfer it, and he knows how to do it. Okay? He knows how to do it. But verse 25, this day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. That's kind of interesting here, that we're now going into Canaan. And Canaan is an interesting place, because the one thing that are in Canaan are giants. And look what it says here, starting at verse 34. And we took all the cities at that time and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city, and we left none to remain. Only the cattle we took for prey unto ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took. Interesting. Killed everybody. You might say, you know, is God out killing folks? Well, we've showed you that over in Ezekiel, where God doesn't want to take life, he wants to give life. In fact, he says over in Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 11, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. There's no pleasure. So he's not out killing folks. So what I did, let's go back and kind of research what was happening in that time. Well, what was happening in that time is, you can see it back in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 6. And over in Genesis chapter 6, this is before the flood, it said in verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days. It's before the flood now. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children of them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Next verse. And God saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination and the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Now, what were they doing? Now, where did these giants come from? They came from rebellion. The Bible says Satan rebelled against God, and as a result of rebellion against God, that Satan got put out of heaven along with one third of those who followed him. So you got to watch who you follow. And so, as a result of that, here's Satan down in the earth, roaming around, seeking whom he may devour. But meanwhile, he's trying to set up his own kingdom. So he's trying to set up and start a whole new race. If you look at the Bible talks about, and so with 2 Corinthians 5:17, that by therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. All things. So when you get born again, you become a new creature. You become a new race. And it's interesting, now I'm not talking about the outside of you, because the outside of you is not you. The outside of you is your body. Your body cannot exist without your spirit, without you. Now your spirit can exist without your body, but your body can't exist without your spirit. So the real you is your spirit. The outside is dignified dirt. It's something that God has planted, okay? That's why it goes back to the dirt. It goes back to its original form. So now in Genesis chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 2, why are they killing all of them? Because the strain of the DNA that's producing the giants is in all of them. And that's his way of dealing with it. Now that was Old Testament. So he had to wipe them out. Well, how about the New Testament? In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse. So every aspect of that curse, God has dealt with. Amen. How? That everyone that curses everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, Jesus Christ. He dealt with it through the blessing. Amen. What is a blessing able to do? What's the power of the blessing? The power of the blessing is even to get down to your DNA. Amen. Did y'all follow that? It'll change the very DNA. And you remember that's what happened when Jacob worked for Laban. And when Jacob worked for Laban, this is in Genesis chapter 30 and in chapter 31. I'm not going to go there because I got a ways to go here. So when he worked for Laban, notice what happened. That Laban had deceived Jacob out of his wages 10 times. And Jacob then, through the blessing, had a business strategy. And he told him what to do. He told him to move. The blessing told him to move these, you know, 3 days journey that he had. And then what happened is if he said, what shall I pay you, Jacob? You just name your price. Jacob said, don't pay me anything. So tell you what. Whatever livestock produce, spotted, speckled, and striped, will be mine. Jacob said, you got a deal. Laban said, you got a deal. Now, why would he give him the deal? Because he knew that they hardly ever produce spotted, speckled, and striped, but not so when you change the DNA. Now, this really that we're embarking on now is probably one of the strongest teachings I've ever done. Because this is it. This is what the enemy is after. He's after that blessing. So, when we're talking about you and I and our inheritance, the Bible tells us that we're not to forget all of our benefits. And what happened was the group that had been called to go into Canaan didn't get in there. And he even brings it out in that same chapter there in Deuteronomy chapter 2. And he talks about here that, yeah, here it is up here somewhere, praise God. Here's in starting verse 14, look at that. He said, in the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sware unto them. Where did he swear this unto them? Come back here to Numbers, and Numbers chapter 13 first. And over in Numbers chapter 13, this is when, and after they had come back from spying out the land, Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up at once, verse 30, and possess it, for we're well able to overcome it. In verse 31, but the men that went up with them say, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land to which we had gone to search it is a land that eateth up its inheritance, inhabitants. And all the people that we saw in it were men of what? Great stature. So folks, there weren't just a handful of giants. There were thousands of them. The land was filled with giants. This new race that Satan was trying to create, just like he tried to create it through Hitler, a master race. But God always has a plan. All right, so look what they said in verse 33. And there we saw the giants and the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. So here, they're releasing wrong words. Look what God said in Genesis chapter 14, and he said this in verse 27, and how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. So what if God gave you whatever you said? Some of us would be in serious trouble. Now on, whatever you said, this multi sentence, whatever you let come out of your mouth, I'm going to give you. Good or bad? Because I'm going to honor your authority. Boy, my feet are just killing me. You know, some of them just drop dead right there. Boom. Aren't you glad God is merciful? Well, my feet are healthy. Praise God. I have to say that. I got to take that off. See? So now, in Deuteronomy, in chapter 3, I got that down here. I wonder why I have that down here, verse 11. We'll see if somebody wrote that for me. I talked about how big the bed was of one of the giants. This is Og, king of Bashan. His bed was 9 cubits. That's one translation says, in the New Living Translation says, 13 feet wide, 13 feet long and 6 feet wide. That's a pretty good sized boy. All right, so let's look at this, because God's going to do some things with you, and he wants you to get everything that he has for you. Joshua, please, chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5, and look at verse 9. He says this, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. My center column reference says it's called rolling. Rolling means eternal. I'm bringing you into an eternal inheritance. This is something that's been laid up for you from before the foundation of the world. Now understand, you're going to have to fight for every inch you get. And the only way you can fight is the good fight of faith, because faith is the only way God can get involved. So you're going to have God getting involved. So you're going to have faith so that you can access God's grace. All right, now let's keep going. So what we're here to do is we're here to talk to you about your inheritance, receiving your inheritance, and making sure that you know what's yours. Because that's the first thing. The enemy sometimes kind of talks us into thinking that all we're going to do is get saved. Well, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay, but I'm broke. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but my marriage is in trouble. Well, I'm saved. No. He redeemed us from the curse. Everything that smells like the curse, you have been redeemed from. Say amen to this. And some of these things cannot be converted. You cannot get them restored except by the blessing. Glory to God. Man, I'm preaching good. All right, now, so let's just look at this. Exodus chapter 3, please. Verse 19. And I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. So these are children of Israel coming out of Egypt. But God is warning Moses. I'm sure the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And you know, by your own effort. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people what? Can you say it a little louder? Favor of God will make people give you whatever you ask. The thing about the blessing, I'm going to talk about it. The thing about the blessing is you don't want to use it to take advantage of somebody. Because you can easily do that. Don't abuse the blessing. I'm going to show you that. Wait till we get on down. And at the end, praise God, we're going to activate the blessing. Not today. We're going to activate the blessing in your life. And you're going to see in a week you can get out of debt. See, now right there, Africa would have got up out of their chair and killed me. But here, well, praise the Lord. Well, okay. I have to go through this. Okay, look what it says. And I'll give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you'll not go empty. But every man, every woman shall borrow of their neighbors, even that sojourn in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and so forth. All right? Now, what is he doing? He's bringing them back to Eden. He's bringing them back to Eden. Now, I don't know whether you know this or not, but there's a lot of bling in heaven. Now, I don't know whether you size that up or not, but first of all, you got to walk on bling. The streets are gold, my friend. If you don't like gold, don't go to heaven with me, because it's not the deal. I'm just letting you know, a whole lot of bling on the walls and everything, a lot of bling up there. See, people kind of get down on that bling, but it's a bling. See, when Solomon put up that temple, there was bling in there. I don't know about that jewelry stuff. It's bling. Where you going? All right. Y'all don't mind if I teach this, do you? The Bible says, you shall know the what? Truth, and the truth will make you free. So he's letting them know, before you leave here, it's going to be some blame. And you're going to leave here. Now let's go over to Psalm chapter 105, verse 37. Let's confirm that. Okay? So what he says, Psalm 105, 37, is that he brought them forth also with silver and gold. Oh, have mercy. Anyway, your days of being broke are over. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Now, let's get that, because, see, your feeble may not be God's feeble. Notice what he said in Isaiah chapter 55 in verses 8 and verse 9. He said this. He said, for your thoughts are not my thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. See, if you can't think it with God, you can't have it. I said, if you can't believe, you can't receive. And so first of all, we got to start thinking like him. And the one thing I found out is you got to stop thinking like a slave. Watch this. He's the king of what? And the Lord of who?
Lord.
You are a landlord. Come on, they're living on your stuff. Now, this has something been paid for. This is not you. This has been paid for. All right. Now, he says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. All right, let's kind of go into this blessing here now. There's a lot in that scripture, because he's redeemed us from the what?
Curse.
From the what?
Curse.
From the what?
Curse.
From the curse of the law. So we have been redeemed from everything that smacks of the curse. The only thing we got to have is we have a limit on how long we can stay here. The Bible talks about 120 years. Now, we have a limit. But other than that, he is still not planning on you to go out of here at 120, can't walk. That is not the blessing. The blessing preserves. As a matter of fact, they were in the wilderness, and the Bible says their shoes didn't even wear out. That's Deuteronomy chapter 2 as well. Their shoes didn't even wear out. Man, I want mine to wear out because I want another pair, you know. Praise the Lord. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so this idea of this Galatians, now it talks about Jesus. Let's go over to Revelation, please, chapter 5. In Revelation chapter 5, let's look at starting at verse 11. Now, it's confirming this Christ has redeemed us, see? But this is part of your inheritance, because if you don't know what it is, you don't know to go after it. So you think this is the way it's supposed to be. No, this is not the way it's supposed to be. This whole thing is a perversion. In fact, nothing is as it seems. Now let's look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. And I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands. They can't read that in the balcony. I'm not sure whether they can read that in the balcony. If they can't, they have monitors up there. Okay, because where I came from, their numbers, their letters flipped. When they had a long thing, it flipped bigger and starts. And the software did that for them. Okay. A loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Who was that?
Jesus.
All right. Did Jesus become a curse for you?
Yes.
So he took everything that came outside the garden. He took it. He bore it. Now, if he bore your sickness, what would it look like if you go to the hospital, in the hospital room, he's in one bed and you in another? That's not the way it's supposed to be. He bore the thing so you won't have to be in the bed. Now, understand, the way you get what he bore for you is you've got to get it by faith. Faith takes your inheritance, because the resistance that you're going to feel is from him. And what you don't resist, God allows to remain. He says, James chapter 4, 7, you've got to resist it. Now, let's just look at this now. So, are y'all still here? What is that? Is that a clock or something? Okay. What is that? What is it? Okay. All right, I'll keep going. I'm sure they're going to take care of it there. All right. Okay. Now, all right, let's see where was I? Okay, let's read what your inheritance included. All right, and this, believe me, this is covering just about everything. Okay. What is that? Can anybody know what that is? Okay. Now in the back, you probably can't hear it, but I can hear it up here. Yeah. Just unplug it. Because it needs power to run. All right? Sang with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? Power. Now all this is yours. Keep going. And riches.
Wisdom.
And is there an S on that word blessing? Because it's not talking about blessings. It's talking about what? The blessing. Now the first place you saw that appear. Now let me just talk about it for just a minute here. Now this word blessing is the word barakah. And this word barakah, B-A-R-A-K-A-H, comes from the root word barak, which you heard in a name, or some of you have heard it in terms of the Hebrew. And it means to bless. It means to endue with power for success. To endue with power for success. In fact, it includes financial provision, supernatural favor, and promotion, supernatural fruitfulness. I mean, no barrenness. Supernatural protection and supernatural longevity. And lastly, supernatural business savvy. Got it? Now, you and I have to embrace the blessing because it only operates by faith. Glory to God. So, we look at Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it." Now, this blessing that came on them at that time, God planned for that blessing to be on them, but they lost the blessing. Look at Genesis chapter 9. Here's the blessing being recovered by Noah, but he lost it again. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth." Now notice, he lost that. Now God is coming to a man named Abraham. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, please. And God said to Abraham, "Get thee from thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you." Now, notice what he's doing. He's separating him from all of the resources that he will try to use to help him make the blessing work. No, the blessing doesn't need you to trust in anything else. Because if you trust in something else, the blessing doesn't produce for you. Look what he said in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5. "Cursed is a man that trusteth in man, that makes flesh his arm, his whose heart depart from the Lord." It says that, next verse please, "For he shall be as a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places of the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. But blessed is a man that trusteth" what? "In the Lord." So you got to trust in him. And what I gave you as a scripture last time, coming out of Proverbs, glory to God, Psalms chapter 62 and verse 5. And in Psalm 62 and verse 5, it talks about, "My soul, wait thou only," underline only, "upon God. For my expectation is" what? "From him." You see, the word of God doesn't need anything but your believing to bring it to pass. In other words, you can be broke as I don't know what and start with the word of God, because we came here with $200 and that's all we had, but I was loaded with the word of God. And if you start with the word of God will supply you everything you need. But if you get hold of the blessing, Here's what it's going to do for you. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 14. This blessing is going to distinguish you to the point that you will have more than anybody else around you. You will be lifted up higher than anybody else. So come on now. I'm telling you right now, you got something on you that is so powerful that it cannot fail you. You cannot fail in anything you do. Say amen to that. So here is the blessing, and the blessing was given to Jacob from Isaac. And over in Genesis chapter 37, as he came to Isaac and he told Isaac over in Genesis 37 and starting at verse, glory to God, if I can get my papers right here. And 37 and starting at verse, the part, I said Genesis 37, please forgive me. Genesis 27 and starting at verse 28, here is Jacob coming in here. And Jacob is busy now stealing the blessing because he knows the value of this thing. Why? Because he saw it on his daddy. He not only saw it on his daddy, he saw it on his granddaddy, Abraham. He saw he was the richest person around. He saw Isaac. I was the richest person around. Come on now. I'm telling you, there's not one heathen that will have more than you, that will have more prominence than you, that will have more material wealth. I'm telling you what the blessing, if you don't want it, just don't take it, but don't bother me when I get it. And I'm telling you right now, that blessing will make some folk jealous because they think they can't take the blessing and do the same thing. It's not but one blessing. It's been distributed to me and you. Why? It came from Jesus. He was the blessed one. All the blessings came from the head down on the body. So that blessing is on you right now, waiting on you to activate that blessing. It is with you right now. Say amen. It will even heal what you got. It doesn't make any difference what you've got. It will heal it. I'm telling you, God plans on us to live long and strong. Look what this blessing did. This thing is so powerful, saints of God. Let's just look at this scripture here. Verse Isaiah 54, 17. No weapon that is what? Formed against you shall what? Prosper. And every tongue that what? Rises up against you shall be condemned. This is the what? Heritage of the servants of the Lord, and what? The righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now there's a scripture here, and he says it in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 14. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? So your spirit is the thing that makes the difference between what you're affected by and what you're not affected by. Say amen to this. Now, what do I mean by your spirit? What you believe. You don't believe with your head with a blessing. You believe with your heart. You are fully convinced and persuaded that what God said in his word is going to come to pass in your life. So I'm just saying, if you take scriptures that have to do with some of this stuff that's going on out here today, for example, over in Psalm chapter 91, starting at verse 10, glory to God. Look what it says here. This is just in the King James Version. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come out of my... Come on, Zika virus. Come on, Ebola. Come on, none of these are going to bother you. Now, I'm saying if you believe in the blessing, it sets up a blessing wall, not only around you, but around your house. Verse 11 in that, 91 and verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Keep going. To keep you in all your ways, they shall bear you up in their hand. And they said, dash your foot against the stone, and you'll tread upon lions and adders and young lions and dragons. You'll trample on the feet. Why? Because he set his love upon you. Therefore, he'll deliver you, and he'll set you on high because you've known his name. You can call upon him, and he will, and he'll be with you in what? Trouble. He'll deliver you and what? Honor you. With what? With what? With what? With what? Will he satisfy you and show you his deliverance? And I'm telling you, it's all based on you dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. What? And abide under the what? Shadow. See, shadow means that there is an open heaven and the sun is pouring out through the clouds. And when it's pouring out, whenever the sun is on you from God, that means the blessing of God is on you. Say amen. So here in Job, please, in Job chapter 1, glory to God. Y'all see how powerful this is? You wait. It's going to heal everything we got. It's going to replace every bit of poverty with abundance. It's going to take away every piece of debt that you have. I'm talking about the blessings going to do this now. Now you got to sell out to God for him to sell out to you. Because the measure that you meet, it'll be measured back to you. Say amen to that. So look at Job in Job chapter 1 and verse 9 first. And Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear you for naught? Have you not made a hedge about him and about his house and about his house and that's your kids and about his house and about all that he hath? That's your business, that's your job. On every side thou hast what? Blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is what? Increased in the land. Now notice it said that he was the richest man in the east. Why? Because wherever they are, you're going to be higher. It doesn't make any difference. God's going to distinguish you as the man, as the woman. You're going to be the one that God is going to use to distinguish you as you grab hold to this blessing and let the Lord do his work. Now, when you get the blessing, notice Satan can't shake it off. Notice what he did. He took Job through a trial. Now, that was not God trying him. That was Job's mouth trying him. And it says here, over when the enemy had taken away his land, taken away his livestock, taken away his businesses, taken away and killed his kids. Now, look at verse 21. Then and said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, well, wait a minute. Did the Lord really take it away? Did Job know what was happening in the spirit world? Say amen to that. And notice what he said in 2 Timothy and chapter 3 and verse 16. He said this. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Say profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. We got to correct some folk because they think the Lord did it to them. The Lord didn't do that to you. That's the devil trying to kill you. But the Lord has still protected you because, say amen to this. So what happened next is that they reveal what did it with Job. Look at Job chapter 6. Over in Job chapter 6 and verse, he said in verse 23, deliver me from the enemy's hand and redeem me from the hand of the mighty. Teach me and I'll hold my tongue. Just cause me to see wherein I have erred. Folks, you know we have a habit of calling things based on their condition. We have a habit of saying things what we see instead of saying what's written. We got to say what's written. Even when you were in the toughest place in Canaan you ever been in your life, don't back up on the word of God, and the word of God won't back up on you. Say amen. So notice here, and he said this. So notice, it wasn't God who pulled the blessing hedge around Job. It was Job that pulled it down. It said over in Ecclesiastes, did I put that up there last service? Over in Ecclesiastes and chapter 10, Lord have mercy. Help me, Holy Ghost. I got to get this message out to you. Over in, because I got to do it because all that Zika and all that stuff is out in the air. We got to get you feeling good about what God's going to do to you. He said in verse 8, he said, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoever breaks the hedge, the serpent would bite him. So you can't get your tongue going crosswise to God when God has spoken something about you. You got to say what God said. Amen? And so notice here in Job's life, look at Job chapter 2, and I'm going to quit. Job chapter 2, and look at verse 7. Over in verse 7, he says, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord. He smote Job with sores and boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Now, Job was a mess. If nothing else, his skin was all messed up. But look what it says in Job chapter 33 and verse 25. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Folks, I really believe you can take the blessing and drop your weight. I am firmly convinced of it. I said, I am firmly convinced of it. I even was, and you know, my wife, you know, I said this before, but she, one night I was going in the closet to get something. I tried on a shirt. Well, I said, baby, this shirt, this collar, it sticks up too far. It's kind of bad on my neck. She said, you know, without even thinking, she said, grow your neck. And I almost tripped. You know what I mean by that? My jaws almost got tight. I said, grow your neck. What is this woman talking about? Lord, the woman you gave me told me to grow my neck. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Look what it says in Matthew. I showed you this. Look what it said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 27. He said, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to your stature? Now, what is he saying? What is cubit? 18 inches. He said, which of you by taking thought? And I'm telling you what I saw over in, when I preached this down there in Fort Worth. The man came and told me, said, Pastor, you talking something right. He said, I remember I saw the man in Africa and he spoke to this man's body and told him to grow. And this man grew 3 inches in front of my eyes. He said, then I saw it do it again. Well, he said, which of you by taking anxious thought can add one cubit? He didn't say which of you by taking faith. That's the wrong group. I'm going to wait on the next group. See, I'm saying, what is it that the blessing can't do? Anything that's out of line. Yeah. You come on, anything that is not your inheritance, yes, God says, I'm taking away the shame. Anything that's you making you ashamed, well, you just have to live with it. You don't have to live with it if you got some faith. And I'm telling you, this place going to be so full of faith, you're going to be canceling debts in 1 week. Debts on houses, debts on, I'm speaking the blessing. And what you got to do is understand my job is to preach the impossible. It's not to preach the possible. You can do that. The Bible said, let us go up at once and take it, for we are well able. The man didn't know how he was going to do it, but he did know this, that he was blessed, yes, and that God promised to restore the years that the cankerworm has taken away. And I'm telling you, you've been in slavery and don't know it. Now you got saved. But since you got saved, it's time to get healed. It's time to get delivered. It's time to get out of debt. It's time to get your needs met. It's time to get your kids acting right. It's time to get your marriage under control. It's time to get your mind right. God's about to put you back in your righteous mind. I'm here to tell you right now, don't go out of here and say, well, Bill Winston preaches some stuff down there. It's in the book, fool. It's in the book. Now, what is a fool? A fool is one, the Bible says, that will not receive instruction. It is in the book. All he needs you to do is believe it. All you have to do is look at the scripture. It says, with God, all things are possible. Now, give God a shout. We're going on in. Praise God. If you're here, God has spoken to your heart about being born again. I need to pray for you right now. Here's what I want you to do. For you to get these things that I'm talking about, you got to come into the kingdom. When you come into the kingdom,